History is messy. It's weird, wild, and anything but boring. Rainy Day Rabbit Holes is a history podcast about unhinged stories that make you stop and ask, wait, is this real life?
From crazy disasters and tasty scandals to enlightening and surprising heartwarming tales, we explore the moments where people behave badly and sometimes beautifully.
We've got naughty politicians, cultural chaos, and a deep love for the Pacific Northwest, including Bigfoot.
It's thoughtful, irreverent, occasionally serious, and always entertaining.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole.
MSW Media.
Calling all Pacific Northwest history weirdos, especially those in the Tacoma and Seattle area, come hang out with us on Wednesday, June 3rd at the McMenamins Elks Temple in Tacoma, Washington, for a very special live A Rainy Day Rabbit Holes event in the Spanish Ballroom. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7. You can get tickets at rainydayrabbitholes.com. What is this? Well, this one is all about Tacoma's own UFO story. The Maury Island incident. Weeks before Roswell captured the world's imagination in 1947, Tacoma was already dealing with flying saucers, mysterious men in black, and a federal investigation that raised more questions than answers. This is a special history pub presentation exploring the Maury Island incident through the lens of the city that experienced it firsthand, Tacoma. Join me, Shay, and Jody of Rainy Day Rabbit Holes podcast, Chris Stottinger of Pretty Gritty Tours, and Steve Edmondson, the filmmaker behind the Maury Island incident and founder of the Men in Black Birthday Bash. And before the show, come by for a meet and greet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. with both of us, Chris and Steve. Also, the MUFON people are going to be joining us. That's the Mutual UFO Network. So it's going to be a ton of fun. And listen in, just for our listeners. If you're a current Patreon supporter or you sign up between now and the event, come to the show and we'll give you a free gift as a thank you. I'm currently making some super adorable dog bandanas and we'll also have tote bags and t-shirts for sale. And if you want even more Men in Black fun, come see us again the weekend of June 20th at the Men in Black Birthday Bash in Des Moines, Washington, with the Burning Saucer on Thursday, the Colleen Rafferty Lookalike Contest on Friday, which I'll be co-hosting, and the Big Marina event on Saturday. Come say hi, dress up, and join the festivities. Again, you can go to rainydayrabbitholes.com for the show link and get Men in Black Birthday Bash tickets at mibfest.squarespace.com. We can't wait to see you. There are moments in human history when innovation feels almost reverent, when people treat what they're making with a kind of quiet respect, as if they're aware they're standing inside something much older than themselves. You see it with wine, with cheese, with bread, with spirits, things that take time, patience, and an understanding that not every improvement comes from doing more, but from knowing when to stop. Entire cultures have been built around that idea, around the belief that refinement is about restraint, and that tradition exists for a reason. And then, every once in a while, someone looks at all of that accumulated wisdom, all of that careful preservation, and says very calmly and very sincerely, "Hold my beer." Welcome to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes.
History is messy,
weird, wild, anything but boring.
We're Rainy Day Rabbit Holes,
exploring the unhinged side of history, politics, and culture.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole.
Welcome to 5 Minute Friday. Once again, I'm joined by my favorite travel partner, fellow Japanophile, and favorite brother.
Favorite brother? Awesome.
Jason.
All those other brothers can suck it.
Yeah, they can. Like Roswell.
Just like
they
Roswell.
They can suck it.
Mario Island for the win.
Exactly. Jason, after actually going to Japan or planning our next trip to Japan, what's my favorite thing to do?
Talk about Japan.
That's right. Talk about Japan. That was an easy quiz.
Man, you can't just softball them in there like Shay. You know, I'm just going to hit it.
And today I'm talking about Japan. Surprise.
Wait a minute. You've been to Japan?
Did I not tell you that I've been to Japan? For over 2,500 years.
Shay has been talking about Japan.
Yes. I look great for
You're
as old as
fantastic.
I am. And it's probably that Japanese sunscreen.
I was going to say it's the Japanese sunscreen.
For over 2,500 years, the art of making sake, an alcohol fermented from rice, has been a respected and revered tradition. Sake brewing originated in China and migrated to Japan along with rice cultivation around 2,500 years ago. So, with all of those years of perfecting the beautiful drink sake, coming up with a new and innovative way to make your particular sake stand out gets tough. I mean, people have probably tried everything at this point, right?
Yeah, sure.
So this story comes from Sora News 24, which, if you're familiar, is an outlet that has made a quiet specialty out of documenting the exact moment when Japan reminds the rest of the world that it operates on a slightly different creative wavelength. I came across this headline, stopped what I was doing, reread it several times just to make sure my brain wasn't, you know, filling in words that weren't there.
Spazzing out because of, you know.
Yeah. And then said out loud to no one in particular, that can't be right. The headline is, Japan now sells sake made with moth poop.
What? Oh, I did not expect something like that. You know, maybe something along the lines of, you know, Japan makes everything but cheese. Sorry.
But
Japan makes everything but cheese into sake. But I did not expect moth poop. So.
What makes this especially unsettling is it isn't just the phrasing, but how specific it is. This isn't something being described vaguely or euphemistically. It's not derived from or influenced by or adjacent to moth poop.
Looks like.
It's made with it.
So this is like the civet cat.
The coffee beans where they eat it and then poop it out. And then you'd
clean them off and, you know, they've been processed a little bit. Got some of the acids taken out. Not bad coffee, by the way. If you're in Vietnam, give it a shot. I have, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Twice. Not just once, but twice.
There's not a little poop stank on it?
No, not that I could tell. But, you know, I might be nose deaf. Who knows?
So. It's like as if after a day of eating bird seed off the ground, my dog pooped out all that bird seed
TMI.
And I decided to... His poop was 75% bird seed last night.
I don't need to know what your dog's poop is consisting of. Especially not if it's going to be made in sake. Just don't.
And then
at that point, just don't tell me.
And I bake it into some bird seed bread.
Oh, here's some bird seed bread processed by my dog.
And the reason that this matters is because Japan doesn't do things like this casually. When a product like this exists, it means it's been researched, developed, tested, refined, packaged, marketed, and most importantly, approved by somebody.
Somebody is really into moth poop. Who knows?
At some point, someone tasted it and decided it was ready, which raises far more questions than it does answers. And that's exactly why we're here. So today, we're going to talk about how this happened, why anyone thought it was a good idea, and what it says about innovation when curiosity is allowed to wander just a little too far without supervision. So let's get into it. All right. So again, this is from Sora News 24. Japan now sells sake made with moth poop by Ona McGee.
Wait a minute. By who?
Her name is Ona McGee.
Ona McGee.
Yeah. Or maybe it's Una. It's O-O-N-A. Could be Ona or Una McGee.
Yeah, but just it's the McGee part that kind of throws me. You know, it's like Hitachi
McGee.
McGee.
We've seen a lot of weird tipples in our time, but a new release from Hakoba Craft Sake Brewery in Fukushima Prefecture beats them all with one very unique ingredient, insect poop. This special sake is actually made by fermenting rice with chuhicha, a tea developed by a researcher at Kyoto University Graduate School. This tea, written in Japanese as insert kanji, which contains the kanji for insect, secret, and tea, contains the feces of moth larvae that have eaten plant leaves.
So they're making tea from this first?
Yes.
So there's tea. I mean, is this like tea that they drink? Like you and I would have be like, oh yeah, it's chamomile blueberry moth poop.
I feel like I need to research this more to answer those questions.
Well, you know, I have questions today.
I do
always
have questions. This interplay between...
But for why?
That's my biggest question. But for why? This interplay between insects and plants creates teas with varied flavors, aromas, and colors, depending on the plant-insect combination. The tea in the sake draws upon the combination of Oshima cherry blossoms and Luna moth. I'm detecting a faint whiff of Luna moth poop. Oshima is a sakura species native to Japan's Izu Islands and coastal areas, which is said to impart the aroma of cherry blossoms. The sake is called Secret Spring.
Yeah, well,
so it's a secret. Secret's don't out. Tell them
yeah,
what's in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, secret. Don't tell them.
And as the secret ingredient is essentially a digested and fermented plant ingredient, the team at Hakoba are encouraging people to think of it as something similar to black tea.
Yeah, you know, Secret Spring just sounds a lot better than it's secret shit.
In fact, many people who've tasted it praise its flavor and taste, saying it tastes refreshing and it smells sweet. They said taste way too many times in that sentence.
Mm.
For this batch, the scent of cherry blossoms is said to spread through the palate from the very first sip. A surprising result for mouth, for moth poo.
Mouth poo.
Mouth poo.
Wow.
Moth poo in the mouth poo. Hakoba says the delicious flavor of rice intertwines with the sakura in a complex way, creating an indescribable taste you won't find in other sakes.
Oh, I'm sure not. I wonder if it like concentrates the flavor, because you're just like, if the moths are eating all the cherry blossoms and then it's just getting digested and concentrated into cherry, I wonder if it actually tastes more.
Yeah, who knows?
More cherry than poop. I mean, I don't know at this point. I'm very confused at this point, Shay.
So when you eat corn and it comes out in your poop still whole, does it maybe actually import more of a corn flavor to
no,
that corn?
No, because it comes out corn. It's actually just going to be the same. Well, let me rephrase. I'm assuming it's going to be the same because it's just not, you know.
You haven't tried it?
I definitely have not tried it.
To see if that corn is still edible.
Nope.
How many times? It's kind of like, you know, how in your industry, you know, the little bits of plastic left over from the injection molds, they melt down again and do that again and again. How many times can you eat and poop out and do it again corn before it no longer looks like corn?
Yeah, I'm not testing that. Okay. I'm going to leave that to somebody else. Somebody much more...
A scientist?
Much more, I don't know, enterprising. That's for the science hippies.
So I'm just not that curious.
Yeah, no, not that curious.
There are two varieties to choose from, regular and barrel-aged, with the former being a more tea-forward offering.
Barrel-aged poo.
Sold through the official online store. And the latter displaying more complex, whiskey-like notes, sold through select partner retailers. Each a 500 milliliter or 16.9-ounce bottle priced at 3,300 yen, which is US $20.66. And if you're looking for something to pair them with, may we suggest... this feast of insects, and it must lead to a link.
Can you not say feast? So $22 isn't bad. I mean, you know, last time I paid for a fermented poop, it was much more expensive.
All right. Well, that was our 5-minute Friday.
Hang on a second, really quick. I know we're heading up on the 5 minutes, but if you eat like the entire critter, you know, if you're eating like an entire fish, grasshoppers or whatever, you're probably eating some of that animal poop or insect poop as part of it. It's got to be in there somewhere.
Well, yeah, when you're eating a whole insect, you're eating its digestive system.
I mean, shrimp, like, you know, you got to clean out that shrimp poop tube on shrimp.
It is the grossest part.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's funny because it's this dark matter. And once you start thinking about what it is, you're like, oh, I hope moth poop is better. So, but now I'm going to have to try and find this sake next time we're over there.
When you eat crab or lobster, you're cooking it whole with the digestive system and all that poop in there. And some people like what they call the tamale of the crab, which is all the goopy green stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm
some people eat that.
I've tried that. It's not good. It's not good at all.
Oh, it makes me feel a little sick to my stomach.
Does that mean natto is just not as soybean poop?
Soybean
poop. I mean, you know, just throwing some things out there. So,
I mean, it kind of smells like it. It does not smell good.
Neither does the crab things.
I have not tried natto yet. I'm going to have to. Next time I will. I only get super adventurous one time per trip. I don't remember what it was this time, but last time it was the fermented minnows.
The fermented minnows. I mean, think about that. All those little tiny minnows. They all got poop in them.
They're so tiny. They're not cleaning them out.
You didn't even recognize what they were half the time.
You're eating the eye. You can see the eyeball. The eyeball is way too big for its body.
And well.
And you're eating the whole. Oh God! And they're sour and fishy.
Oof!
It was not good. It was bad.
You know, kudos to anybody who likes it, but not for me.
No, not into the fermented minnows. No, don't like it. But
all right. Well, put this on the list, Shay. List.
list. All right.
Fermented moth.
Will you drink this? Are we going to drink
100%.
This?
100%. Okay, and I think we just need to record it next time. So we'll do an addendum to this.
Yeah, we'll get a bottle next time we're there.
Sounds good.
Now we have to go back.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. The tragedy. Ugh. The horror.
Ugh. The humanity.
You're going to be able to handle it.
I don't know. I might die over there. It'd be sad. In a bowl of ramen, face first, in a bowl of ramen.
Hey, if you got to go,
that's the way to go, man.
Not a bad way to go. So, if you're in the right restaurant, it'll just push you off the chair and you're like, you've been here too long.
Exactly.
Next.
So. You know what I was thinking? So, I did something to tweak my knee and I'm climbing the stairs over here and I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope this isn't permanent because what am I going to do next time I go to Japan?
there's at least one or two stairs in Japan you might have to climb.
Yeah. So. I'm like, I don't know. This isn't going to work. I got to get better. That's for right. The next trip to Japan.
Rehab for a reason.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Jason, for joining me again.
You are very welcome.
And thank you, listeners. And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes. We thought maybe you had forgotten. How could you forget? We are your hosts, Shay
and Jody.
And you can find all things on our website, rainydayrabbitholes.com, like sources, notes, pictures, links, whatnot. That beautiful website is designed and managed by the amazing and talented Letha Davis at easybreezy.com. That's easybreezy, EASYBRZY.com. All episodes are edited and produced by me, Shay, and you can reach out with any questions or comments at shay@rainydayrabbitholes.com. That's SHEA. Thanks for listening. Please share the podcast with your friends and family and stay curious.
See you down the rabbit hole.
Tired of sugar-coated news and corporate spin? Check out The Nicole Sandler Show. Speaking truth to power with the irreverence it deserves. Smart, fearless, and just the right amount of snark. Nicole breaks down the headlines, exposes the hypocrisy, and talks with the people working for real change. Weekdays at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific on Progressive Voices. NicoleSandler.com, Substack, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't just get the news, get the truth.